USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Reports say at least one deputy U.S. Marshal is dead and three other law enforcement officers have been shot in Charlotte, North Carolina. The officers were reportedly serving a domestic violence warrant. President Biden is pledging full federal support for Oklahoma's storm response after multiple tornadoes strike the Midwest, leaving a trail of destruction through Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. At a press briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is thinking about the victims.
We are praying for those impacted and the families who lost loved ones, as well as those who were injured.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt reacts to the tornadoes on Fox News.
Just unbelievable, the damage. I think it was a F3 or maybe even an F4 tornado that just hit. And just unbelievable. But Oklahomans are coming together. The Red Cross was there.
The administration is continuing to monitor protests on college campuses across the country. The protesters are demanding their institutions cut off financial ties with Israel. State Department Principal Deputy Spokesman Vedan Patel addresses the situation at a press briefing.
When it comes to protests, though, people continue to have every right to do so. We would just continue to press that they be nonviolent and that they remain peaceful.
One study shows people who have long COVID are more likely to have mental health issues. A study published by the American Medical Association studied over 25,000 U.S. adults with and without long COVID. It discovered that long COVID patients were twice as likely to experience depression, anxiety, sleeping disorders, cognitive problems, and disabling fatigue. Former President Donald Trump is in New York City Monday, ahead of a second week of testimony in his hush money trial that resumes on Tuesday. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from the Korean War is lying in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. was an Army soldier who led the 8th Army Ranger Company during the Korean War and was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his actions on November 25, 1950, when his company of 51 Rangers attacked and secured Hill 205 amid a barrage of counterattacks from Chinese soldiers. House Speaker Mike Johnson honors Puckett's memory at the Capitol Rotunda ceremony Monday.
For his contributions during his 22 years of service in the Army Rangers, he received 2 Silver Stars, 2 Bronze Stars, 5 Purple Hearts, and the 2 highest awards for military valor, the Distinguished Service Cross and the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Speaking in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg breaks down some of the consequences of delayed support for Ukraine from the United States and NATO.
The lack of ammunition has enabled the Russians to push forward along the front line. Lack of air defense has made it possible for more Russian missiles to hit their targets. And the lack of deep strike capabilities has made it possible for the Russians to concentrate more forces. And we see the consequences of that now.
President Biden recently signed a new foreign aid package for Ukraine. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.